Yo, what's up, everybody? Episode 3, back at it on this podcast. So today we're going to talk about 2024. Is the U.S. economy improving? As you can see, today's Friday, February 2nd, and there was some news events that happened where the report released about the non-farm employment change, which right now there's way more jobs that ended in January, about 353,000, and the employment rate went down to 3.7 from 3.8. So right now, the job market on paper is looking good to start the year, and the average hourly earnings increased by 0.6 compared to 0.3 last month. So right now, according to articles, the U.S. economy added far more jobs than expected in January, pointing to lingering strength in a labor market that could bolster the case for the Federal Reserve to delay cutting interest rates. Non-farm payrolls, the world's largest economy, rose by 353,000 last month, increasing from an upward revised total of 33,000 in December, according to the data of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Originally, they assumed it was going to be less, but it ended up being more. So that being said, to start 2024, do you think the economy is going to be better than last year? Right now, the markets are reacting to that. For example, for those who trade Forex with the pound USD, anything that has USD, the strength for the dollar, so you trade in the direction of the dollar. So for pound USD, it went down, it spiked down when the news dropped. It's been consolidating for a while, but right now it spiked down due to these reports about what's happening in the U.S. economy during New York session. Also, like another example, pair gold. Gold shot down due to this economic data from the news. XAU USD shot down because there's more strength for the dollar. So right now, gold's been kind of consolidating a little bit on the higher time frames, but it's all due to different economic factors, such as the war and what's going on in the economy. So right now, it looks like, well, at least to start the year, the dollar's pulling up strength. We got to see what's going to happen in February to see how the job market's going to be, to see if it's going to be a continued increase in the labor force. But right now, overall, I know last year was crazy, but we're the new year, and hopefully, this year there's more opportunities, more job growth. Because right now there is been reports of layoffs. There's different companies are doing layoffs right now in like the January. So even though there is growth and opportunities, maybe in different sectors there's growth, but there is companies and big companies doing layoffs. So we have to see the effect. I would say in the next 3 to 6 months to really know what's really going on in the economy. But that's it. And this concludes episode 3. Stay tuned for next episode as we talk more about trading tactics, tips, such as supply and demand, because those are two important areas to know in the market: supply and demand. You can take opportunities and trades from supply and demand.